Dear Morris, this is to say farewell. Can't give you a forwarding address, not sure where I'm going. I'm certain by now you will have an idea of what's been going on. Have been keeping a kind of journal of my days down here. Would very much like you to have it. I'll post it on. For your eyes only, Mozza, strew some flowers on my empty desk. Give a little cheer. After all, you too hated the system. So you always said. With love and haste, Dennis.
Passant Bay Hotel? Right. Right. Who? Nobody that name, sorry, no, nobody. Sorry. Well, you can, yes, of course. Right. When? Right. Thank you. Bye.
Who was that, Chris?
Oh, the Derbyshire police, looking for somebody. A man. Name of True Love. Sounded serious. Still, doesn't affect us, does it?
What kind of serious?
Didn't say. They're going round doing checks. Said the local police will be here later. Morning, Mr. Sanderson.
Morning.
I've got your bill prepared, if you'd like to see Martin after breakfast.
Surely. No college lass this morning?
Rang in. Sick, she says.
Like that, is it?
Casual work. We don't pay that much. I suppose it's hardly worth it sometimes. Now, what would you like?
I think I'll have the full breakfast this morning. Condemned man.
Condemned?
Condemned to go home. End of holiday.
Well, you'll have to visit us again. Spring's a lovely time here.
I'll certainly try.
Sorry about the arrows yesterday.
My fault. I overdid it a bit.
Mandy thought it was hilarious.
Did she?
What about Sue? Seeing her before you go?
I hope so. She's good company, ain't she? I like her.
I shouldn't say it, but I think it's mutual. I'll get your breakfast.
Is it okay if I leave my bags whilst I go for a little stroll afterwards?
Of course, no hurry. We've no one coming into your room anyway. Don't forget to sign the comments book, Mr. Sanderson.
October the 3rd, day 5. Last entry, Morris. I've been looking back over what I've written since I got here, and I suddenly saw one rather glaring gap. I seem to have been strangely reticent about what I've actually done. The old business, the methods, the accounts involved, the whys and wherefores. I guess I didn't want to put anything down in writing. I suppose I didn't want to look at it spelled out. I think I'll leave all that to the interrogation room. To the court. To the newspapers. There is surely going to be one hell of an inquiry. In some ways it wasn't difficult. Getting started anyway. The first forged letters. The new accounts. The fictitious names. The letters of transfer. Being in a position of trust helped, of course. Mr. Fuderstone never gave me a second glance. I was solid Dennis Truelove, punctual, quiet, efficient, long service. He will curse his trust for the rest of his days, poor man. His pride will never recover. When it all comes out, I might even pick up some grudging respect, some notoriety, some sharp intake of breath from a public hungry for its scandals. Won't last long, of course. But afterwards, that will last. And I shall be on my own. I'm frightened of that. I don't even have an explanation or reason. Not work pressure, or domestic strife, or sudden bereavement, or gambling debts, or high living. Nothing at all. I just found a way of taking and took for its own sake. End of story. I have one little line of defence. The money's all there. Give or take some last-minute Cornish expenses. Perhaps that will count when the time comes. Pathetic, really. In the history of fraud, I'll go down as the squirrel. No one will understand. They might even laugh. I'm glad I came down here. I've slept well, eaten well, enjoyed some company, made a few purchases, and met a rather special lady on the edge of the sea. I wasn't expecting that, I must say. But best of all, I've made a shape of things, told my story. I hope you get to read this soon, Maurice. Use it to write that novel you were always on about. But please, please don't show it to anyone. Coming here made me see clearly for the first time just how important you are to me, and have been for so long. This is my last paragraph. I'm signing off at 10:25 on Friday morning at the Porthant Bay Hotel, Cornwall.
I can't wear it, you know. Not in public.
Don't then. Wear it at home.
People want to know where I got it. How I got it.
Women, you mean?
They won't believe me. There was this bloke I knew for a couple of days down on holiday from up north, and he just popped me an emerald-studded bracelet as a little souvenir.
I'm not taking it back.
Go on, then. I can't force you, can I?
Better when you smile.
Oh, this is crazy.
I'm going to have to go.
Looking over your shoulder again. What's up?
You want explanations.
Information, really. I mean, take me. What you see is what you get. No money, on me own, useless teenage son, little house, sad cafe on the beach. But you, in the middle of the night, I woke up thinking about you. I had this awful idea. He's ill, very ill. The lack of time, the nervousness. Tell me I'm wrong. Please.
You're wrong.
Oh, thank God.
I'm as fit as a fiddle, actually. You want the real story?
Of course I do.
I'm not Dennis Sanderson. I'm Dennis Truelove. I'm not from Sheffield, you were right. I'm from Chesterfield. I'm not an engineer. I work in a bank. I'm not on holiday. I'm in hiding. And I think I've fallen in love with you.
What can I say? What have you done? Hiding from what? Who?
I've taken some money out of the system.
Taken?
Stolen. Embezzled.
A lot? A lot of money?
Yeah.
And you spent it?
No, as a matter of fact. Stored it.
Why?
Can't tell you. Sorry.
And you're going to be found out? Prosecuted?
Just a matter of time. Of course, they have to catch me first. I'm leaving it late just talking to you.
You could give yourself up.
I don't want to do that. I want to stay free a little longer. I need time to think. Prepare myself for the worst. I'm going now soon.
Back to the hotel?
No, they might be waiting for me. Will you do me a favour?
What?
Post this exercise book to the guy whose name and address is on the front.
Maurice Lomas.
It's important.
What if the police come and ask questions? What do I say?
That's up to you. I'll try and keep in touch as long as I can. Believe me.
I'm going to wake up in a minute, aren't I? Tell me.
Afraid not. Come on. Just smile and wave. Anything can happen from now on. I'll be thinking of you, Sue.
Where are you going to go?
I'll think of something.
You really were short of time, weren't you?
One day, perhaps. We can make up for it. Wish me luck.
Yes. And more. Much more, Mr. True Love.
This is the full list?
Everybody. Not exactly chocker.
And this one, Sanderson.
I think he's still here. Leaving any time, he said.
Where might he be now?
Not sure. But his car's still here, that black Fiat Panda.
Can I check his room? You've a key?
Well...
It's very important.
Here. Room 14. Up the stairs, turn left. You may be in there now, better not.
Politeness itself, Mrs. Jarrett. Mm.
Christine? Mm. What's going on, then?
Looking for someone. check in Mr. Sanderson's room.
Sanderson? Well, hasn't he gone? He's paid his bill.
His car's still here.
We should play it a bit cool, Chris.
What?
Well, we don't want bad publicity.
What's he supposed to have done? They were looking for someone called True Love. It's a mistake.
I'm just saying. This might be anything. A murder job.
What? Don't be so silly.
He paid cash. Notes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, people usually have cards. Checkbooks, don't they? It's unusual. I'm just saying.
It's not against the law, for heaven's sake. He said he was going for a walk with Sue.
Did you tell the copper?
I didn't know.
Well, why not?
Why should I? If he turns up, he turns up. If he doesn't, too bad.
Oh, don't be so soft.
I liked him, whoever he is.
He could be dangerous.
Dangerous?
Well, you wouldn't want Sue put in any danger.
What do you mean?
No one in his room. There's a hold all, but it's empty.
Empty?
Yeah, very odd. His car's still here, you said?
In the car park.
He's paid the bill.
Aye, first thing. What's he supposed to have done exactly?
The man we're looking for is wanted in connection with fraud from his place of work.
Fraud? A lot of money?
My colleagues in Derbyshire seem to think we're looking at 250.
A lot of fuss for that.
1,000.
Oh, grief. Well, that's quite...
Yes, it is, isn't it? Remarkable when you think about it. I have a photograph here. Is that your man? The one on the right in the specs?
Ah, that's him.
Well, I can't believe it.
Ah, nutter. I knew it.
What do you mean?
Well, that business with the Yarrows.
Harmless fun, that's all.
Something phony. I sensed it first time.
I liked him.
How did you know he was down here?
Postcards. Not exactly bothering to conceal his whereabouts.
Well, there you are then. Not guilty.
Seems he wanted to keep in touch. Someone at work proved a very useful source for us. He's your other man in the photo, with the beard.
There's someone you might talk to. Sue Catron.
Martin, honestly?
Got very friendly, didn't they? Oh. He has to be said, Chris. Local cafe owner. Lives in Beehive Cottage.
Mm, I'll go up there later. Meanwhile, I'll just hang on here. Can I use the lounge? You've a view of the car park, haven't you?
Yeah, sure. If he comes back, I'll act normal.
Yes, that might be helpful, sir.
P.S. Tell Mother I'm really sorry for all the trouble. Tell Mr. Feuerstone I'm not. And of course, Morris, love to all at the hub of fiscal control.